I'd like today to finish up the sugya of the Mikabel Pnei Rabbo Beregel. Yesterday we read the Gemara that Rabbi Eloi went to visit his Rebbe Rabbi Eliezer in Lod, and it was on Yontif. According to Rashi, he left on the Erev Yontif because it was too far to travel on Yontif. So he had to stay there the whole Yontif, and Rabbi Eliezer was disappointed because he said, I admire those people who stay home for Yontif, stay home with their wives, because the mitzvah is simple. Yontif, we discussed yesterday about the nature of that mitzvah, that women are involved in the mitzvah. I showed you the Shohara. The Shabur said in Furish, it's in a tough test, according to Tetro, that the Mahagat Gan Benoshim. And so the question is, what exactly is this mitzvah of the Mekalot Meirama Beregel? So we mentioned, the Gemara mentions that the source, the Gemara is in a few places, including here. The Gemara says that the source seems to be a story from Shmuel Beis, I'm sorry, Melachim Beis, Parag Dalet, a printed volume, the story of the Isha Shunamis, who went to visit Elisha Navi because her child had died, but the husband wasn't aware that the child had died, was puzzled or perplexed as to why she was going. He said, Lo Chodesh, Lo Shabbos. And she didn't explain anything to him why she was going at that point. Later on it became clear. We mentioned at the end yesterday that Rosh Chodesh is a special holiday for women, so that plays a role in the following sense. We're up to source 19. There's a parallel Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And that test on the base. Same Rabbi Yitzchak. On Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayav Adam Lahakba Pnei Rabba Beregel Shneimar Madua At Halechetz Elav Hayom Lo Chodesh Lo Shabbos Mechlad Lo Chodesh Shabbos Yibayel La Beis. Similar Gemara to the one we have here. The similar source, as I mentioned, it's in a few places. So number the Achronim talked about it over there. So that's why I showed you that Gemara. So let's look together at the Pnei Yehoshua in source number 20. The Pnei Yehoshua is not here in Sukkot. It's over there in Rosh Hashanah. On the Tet Zayin Beis. So again, a lot of people are bothered because the Pasuk doesn't say regular, it says the end yesterday. We're trying to learn the Yitzchak's statement. This Chayav Adam, Lahat, when Rabbi Regel, she brings the Raya Pasuk that speaks about Shabbat, speaks about Rosh Chodesh, speaks about everything but Regel. Right? So that's the question that everybody's bothered by. So we approached a little bit yesterday. But I'm sure an interesting take on it that gives us insight to how we learn the whole Sugya. So let's look at that together now. I'm sure, of course, we'll go back on him. Right? Shom, Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayav, Adam, Hatma, Rabbi, Regel, Bechule, Bechlal, Bechol, Shabbos, Boil, and Mezel. Okay. Well, Luchorah, Yeshua is not. Came in the Baha'i Kroh, Yala, Rabbi Yitzchak. So, Hava, Lele, Memer, Chayav, Hatma, Rabbi, Rosh Chodesh. I mean, if Rabbi Yitzchak is using this Pasuk as his source, he should have said that a person is Chayav, to be Matlo, by Rabbo, on Rosh Chodesh. The Pasuk he quotes. On Shabbos, as he mentioned about the regal for, Kedem Messiah, Mechalad, Rosh Chodesh, Boy, and Amazon. And he adds, the Ki'ai Gavna, Koshal HaRambam Zal. We're going to see the Rambam later, Parakein, Luchas, Talmud, Torah, Lachas, Zayin. If you want to see it, let's print it in the later group of sources in 28, very bottom of the next page. The Rambam says, Parakein, Luchas, Talmud, Torah, Lachas, Zayin. V'chayim odom lamut bin rako, yishere merako, lo'enim ha-shasim ha-lo'yir komos ha-kakeshiv. That's been standing up for Rebbe. But the second half of that, Allah is v'chayim odom lamut bin rako b'regel. The Rambam passes verbatim like the presentation of Rebbe Yitzchak, which will be fine if the source mentioned regel. That's the thing that was bothered by. Pasuk mitzvah, dafka b'regel. V'nireh lo yashiv, mishum debelav ha-chi kosha alisha dekoa, the Baila shall shulan shall shunamis amalista madua talakas a gomer, O boy lifts up the diagna the bechorish shabbos boy la mezel. Hey, so he said the whole thing is a little bit funny. Because forget about whether he said you're going on Chodesh, you're going on Shabbos, you're going Yad, forget about the specific date that or the specific time that the Baal of the Shunamis mentioned, but he said how do you have a diak altogether? Yitzchak has a diak. Hechav Shalomer came in the fourth line. The Hanashim Pturas Mitzvah Sensei Shazman Grom. The women are exempt from those mitzvahs. That's it. Let's say it's a mitzvah of Yontif, or it's a mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Women are exempt from those mitzvahs. A mitzvah Sensei Shazman Grom. That's it. So I feel a mitzvah Doraisa Mikoshim Yochiv the Rekabola. Okay, women are exempt from Doraisas that are mitzvah Sensei Shazman Grom. Shofar and Sukkah. And the tefillin and so on and so forth. These are mitzvahs d'oraisa. They were exempted at the time. Certainly mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Now that's not so simple. So now the sugya in brachos and achavurash implies that the whole pur was only by mitzvahs deraisa, not from the bottom. But okay, I don't want to go into that. Rav Yehoshua is not dealing with that now. You should just be aware that not everyone agrees that. But Rav Yehoshua says she's going to be potter to shchores. So because she came to the kavod, nobody says that this mitzvah of chayav other lot with the rabbi regular mitzvah deraisa. Right, it's the best. It means to be Kabbalah. Kabbalah means, as you know, Kabbalah doesn't mean Kabbalistic. Okay, when we see a mitzvah, we mean Kabbalah. It's not talking about mysticism or the Zohar or something like that. Kabbalah in this sense, what they call it, we say Kabbalah. Okay, but that's not what it's all. Dibre Kabbalah means very often means a mitzvah that is in the Navi. Okay, it's not in the Chamesh Yachum Shetor. It's in Navi. Kabbalah means part of our accepted tradition. Right, that which has been accepted down the road. So again, this is a big subject. The Rambam sometimes says the mitzvah in the Kabbalah, you use the mitzvah in the Sofrim from the Rabbanim, how do you divide it? So that's not for right now, but the Dibre Kabbalah often means a mitzvah that's in the words that is written in Navi. What, until the Navi wrote it down, there's no such mitzvah? Well, let's talk, digress for a moment. There's a mitzvah Oneg Shabbos, a mitzvah Kovet Shabbos. The Torah never specifies anything about Oneg Shabbos or Kovet. How do we know Oneg Shabbos or Kovet Shabbos? There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Some people say those psukim by Kiddush on Shabbos Hall, right? It says in Toshi, Shabbos Haglecha, etc. The Chibarato, right? But it says there, the Chibarato, the Sanakta, it mentions Oneg. So until the days of Yeshaya, there was no mitzvah covered Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos? No. Until the days of Yeshaya, it was part of the Kabbalah, it was part of the oral tradition, Torah Shabbat Peh. Later on, for whatever reason, Yeshaya wrote it down, right? It's not that, because the Novi is not allowed to make up a new mitzvah. Ain Novi, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Ain Novi, Rashar the Chadish Dover. Even a Novi can't make up a brand new mitzvah. A Novi can make a mitzvah something what's called a Horoa Shah for a temporary circumstance. Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel. That was the time of the Beis HaMikdash stands. How could Eliyahu build a Mizbeach and offer something with a Shchut Echutz? The answer is Har HaShav, a special occasion, a one time. But in general, a Novi is not allowed to make up a brand new mitzvah. So how could the Oneg Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos be in the Novi? So the answer is the Novi didn't make it up. It was Dibre Kabbalah. It was part of the origin. At this point, it got written down for one reason or another. But that's what the Pnei Yeshua says here. The mitzvah of Makna Pnei Rav of Rekha is derived from this Pasuk in Novi, right? The Pasuk by... the pasuk here by the Isha Shunamis, the Isha Shunamis is Dibre Kabbalah. So she should be potter. So what's the whole altogether? What's going on here? What's she going for altogether? So Ella Karcha Tzarfa Homa Lomar Dechai Gam Melo Mikra Mitzvah Sese Shazman Grom. This is not in the category. It's not really a time bound mitzvah. Why? Look what the Pnei Yeshua says. Shemitzara Svora. A person should be, it's not a din in Yantif or Shabbos or Shodesh. A person should be by his Rebbe, you know, see him as often as he can, not being too much of a pest, right? And he should see him as often as he can, right? B'chol, b'chol shah. L-E-F, sure, but that's impossible. B'shem b'yut ha-malacha, but that's going to work. I mean, there's other things besides hanging around with the Rebbe at some point in life, right? K'di afinim e'efes k'lech ha-be'evyon. Okay, how do we know? Because we know that a person's own life, in terms of an Aveda, Avedoso, Avedos Rabba, Avedos Shalom Kodemes, as much respect as you have for your Rebbe, as much as a mitzvah to be the Rebbe, to help your Rebbe, and so on, but still your own life takes precedence, and even to the point of Hashomas Aveda, if I find an Aveda, I lost something, my Rebbe lost something, so Avedos Atzmo Kodem, right? So, here, to say that there's a mitzvah to be by my Rebbe, I want to hang around my Rebbe and learn from him as much as possible, but I have to take care of myself also. So there's a bitul malacha. I have to go to work, right? So the davar do b'tosus u'poskim she'ein l'nashim la'asos malacha b'rosh chodesh. That's what I showed you at the end of yesterday's shiur, the tosus of Rosh Hashanah. That's what he's referring to. Chav gimel aleph. We have back in the source of 18. It's a Rashi in Megillah. Chapez in the day that Rosh Chodesh did at the end last time. But that Rosh Chodesh is a day of bitul malacha for women. Had to do with the fact I mentioned yesterday, right? That they didn't contribute to the egel, so they got a certain reward. So says the Pnei Yehoshua, so he says, women, we find Tosas and other posts, She'ein l'noshim l'asos, Malach Rosh Chodesh, K'diz v'sham, Perek v'lezer, Huva v'tura, Chaim Sin, Tofi Zayin, Nimtz l'fizet, Osi Shapir, the b'noshim, Hishru Shabbos, L'shabbos Amoy. For women, Rosh Chodesh is the same as Shabbos and Yontif. In that what? They don't do Malacha. So now the heter to be by the Rebbe, is gone. For men who have to go to work and who don't have any dispensation or shodesh any email than any other weekday, says no chiyuv to go see the Rebbe in Rosh Chodesh because it's bitul malacha. on Shabbos, you're not going to work anyways. Then you should try and be by your Rebbe. Right? But on Rosh Chodesh, men go to work, but the women don't. So Mela says that sure, 3 lines from the bottom, 3.5 lines from the bottom. Nimze, the Lefi Zeosi Shaper, the Menashim, Hishru, they equated Rosh Chodesh with Shabbos and Moed, the Rosh Chodesh Rabbi Mikra Moed. Masha'enu ken Arnoshim Turim Rosh Chodesh Meshum Bitl Malacha. When he the Mikra Adin after Noshim, or Shah Cloud Din Zed, the came of the Noshim, Anacham et Chamot Torah, Mihu came, then he has a different question. What kind of din is this altogether? Okay, good. So now the Peshu has creatively explained why the case of Isha Shunamis was about Rosh Chodesh. In other words, what he's saying is, the Chiyar is on Shabbos Yom Tov too. The Pasuk mentioned Rosh Chodesh because it was talking about the woman, Isha Shunamis, who was going on Rosh Chodesh because to her it's the same as Yom Tov. In that there's no malacha, you don't go to work. You don't go to work, you're trying to find time to be by a Rebbe. A man would also accept the Rosh Chodesh, he has to go to work. Right, but then he says, but isn't this all a din of Talmud Torah, no one are pulp in Talmud Torah? Okay, he says, me okay when the crow is shunamis, give shahol, for the gabe elisha, try the nabi, or the tadir etzel, the kiru maisa, shahish kodesh, from the hachi, tzvicha lele, hachi, upon of Cain nearly. It was an exceptional case. She was close to Elisha, she had a relationship, and she knew him as Elisha Kodesh, and so on. But in any event, what comes out from the Pnei Yeshua is we don't have to get all excited by the fact that the Pasuk mentioned Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh. It's not Rosh Chodesh, you're right. What do you mean it should say regular? It means regular also. Why does it say Rosh Chodesh? Because in her particular case, she, a woman was going, because she didn't have that too, yeah.
That's a big Chiddush, it says all because of Tamatara.
Yes, that's a good Ha'ar, we'll come back in a second. Okay, we'll come back. But that's what Pnei Yeshua said. The whole mitzvah is to be by the Rebbe for the sake of Tamatara, it doesn't apply. In other words, basically what he's hinting at is that this is not a din in Yontif, or in Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh. So then, that's clear. But Rosh Chodesh, you do that every day. It's a din, Talmud Torah. The two Emmet.
What was his answer? He said, you know, when
there
are punches on the Torah.
He said, well, this is an exceptional case because she knew him and she had a relationship with him, so she wanted him, because she knew him as an Ishkadosh. Okay, it's beyond Talmud Torah, it's something else.
Is that Maybe.
Let's see, we'll see. Okay? Depends what the Chiyuv is, I'll get that. Okay, it's really another shade of your question. Right, because what is that? What was the din of Talmud Torah? So it's obviously not purely the din of Talmud Torah factor. We'll see. Okay, the Turi Eben, is by the Shagazaria. Right? The Turi Eben was written by the same author as the Shagazaria. Turi Eben is on certain receptors, and Turi Eben writes as follows: they are not same Sugan Rosh Hashanah Tezan Beit. It's a whole different way. Everyone knows the word creative. I'm not sure if it fits into the words, but that's what he says. He says, "Kosher is Shabbat, Yitzchak Shabbos Chodesh, Tzivei, V'Nokad Regel V'Loksiv." Right? It's same kasha. Yitzchak formulates his teaching, Chayav Adlak V'Nar Regel. Right? What's the right apostle that mentions Chodesh and Shabbos not regel? So he says, hey, "Why don't Yitzchak just formulate his din that way, based on the apostle?" Right? Well, kosher regel man b'chay shemayim. Okay, V'Nole the Yitzchak shechayav Adlak V'Regel. Where did he even get it from? And really. The mashmalei Shabbos dekra hani yontif lo Shabbos. He says when it says Shabbos in that pasuk, it means yontif. It doesn't mean Shabbos. For example, like we find the lo Shabbos bereishis, not the weekly Shabbos, the Shabbos of bereishis. Like we find where, and the famous one, right? Usartem lochem min bachras haShabbos. When do we begin counting Sira? Not the day of the Shabbos, Sunday. The Shabbos there means what? Yom Tov, the first day of Pesach, right? So Shabbos, once in a while we find that the word Shabbos simply is used to indicate what? A day of Shavisa, a day of abstaining from work. Okay, it doesn't mean Shabbos, we call Shabbos Saturday. Okay, the weekly Shabbos, we call Shabbos Bereishit. Kedarshim, Machas and Shabbos, the Gabi Sira. The Hanum Machas, Yom Tov, a parak of Shmuel, Menachas, Dov, Samachay. These Shabbos Mamish, if, and I have, what's his right? Because the Pesach, we all agree that Shabbos is the most important of all the Moedim. So, Lechora, if the Pesach would have been referring to Shabbos, what we call Shabbos, the weekly Shabbos, what should the Pesach have said? Why are you going today? It's neither
Shabbos,
nor Rosh Chodesh. Not neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shabbos. Now, Shabbos is more frequent, right? Shabbos is more important, it's more frequent, right? Shabbos every week. Right? So he should have asked, what are you going now for? It's not Shabbos, that's not Rosh Chodesh. Right? But that's not what it said. It said first Rosh Chodesh. These Shabbos, Mamash, my ik din kro, lechodesh, kom Shabbos. Ha Shabbos, tadi also Chodesh. Aval Yotev, Nicha, but if you say that Shabbos means Yotev, now the order of the Pasim makes sense. Rosh Chodesh comes 12 times a year. Yotev comes, you know, each Yotev comes once, that's three Yom Tov. So Rosh Chodesh is more Tadim, right?
Didn't I say yesterday, like, it's
how
many
of
the
years
are?
Of what? Yes, the Shabbos is more Kodesh, yeah.
But that's the question. It's more Kodesh than Rosh Chodesh.
Yes, I think he's not going on the Kedusha aspect so much as on the frequency. The Tadim is frequency, right? What's more, Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than Shabbos, right? I shouldn't really mention the Kedusha too. I'm sorry, Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than Yom Tov, on the regular. Right? I think he emphasizes the word Tadim. Right? So anyway, so he says, the Shabbos Tadim is from Chodesh. When Yom Tov Nichol, Mio Mashmalei Levitzo, the High Chodesh Lav Chodesh Mamish. And he says further, Yitzchak says, maybe Chodesh doesn't mean Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh during the year, but rather what? Eli Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. Okay, there's one Yom Tov that falls out of Rosh Chodesh, and that is Rosh Hashanah this week. Okay, the Mikri Chodesh could see Tikru B'Chodesh Shofar. The Pesuk would say a few times this week Tikru B'Chodesh Shofar. Okay, what every Rosh Chodesh was Shofar? No, just Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which we call Rosh Hashanah. Tikru B'Chodesh Shofar. The Darshina Leleel are Rosh Hashanah. That Pesuk is Rosh Hashanah. Afagav, but. Once he said that, okay, once the Torah says that, now he's back to his kasha. But then it's not going in the order of frequency anymore. Because Yom Tov is more frequent. True, Rosh Chodesh, if you say Rosh Chodesh means why every Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh is not more Tadim than regular. But now he's reinterpreting Rosh Chodesh to mean Rosh Hashanah specifically. Think about Chodesh Shofar, a reference to Rosh Hashanah. So now we're back to the frequency problem. They should have said Rosh Hashanah before, right? I should have said regular before Rosh Hashanah. Okay? He says, "Rafa b'diyam to tell you as Rosh Hashanah, but have a little gumi Shabbos l'chodesh. But oh, normally Chodesh Klal or Rosh Hashanah namuchayim. Second of all, if Rosh Chodesh means Rosh Hashanah, so what do you need the word at all? Rosh Hashanah is included. It's also Yom Tov. Right? Rosh Hashanah is also Yom Tov for most purposes. Rosh Hashanah is also Yom Tov. The Kroah Karlei Shabbos, right? So Yesh Lomar Mehay Tame Agbim Elei l'chodesh. The Agbim Elei Shabbos. That's why I had to mention Rosh Hashanah first because we would have put Shabbos first. To have a little Rosh Hashanah namuchal Shabbos." So, because Kvar Nichol B'chal Shabbos Tikro, Aval Hashtad Adum El Chodesh Halchik Kamar Lo Chodesh Hayom Shu Yantar Shosh Hashanah Dikri Chodesh Velo Shabbos Shein Charagol. Because the husband mentioned two things. Once he mentioned two things, so he said, since he put the Rosh Chodesh first, okay, it's not Rosh Hashanah, which is called Chodesh, and it's also not Shabbos. Velo Habikaser El Shabbos Lachod. If it would have just said Shabbos, I would have thought it means regular Shabbos, so Shabbos Mamish. L'chein Pirei, L'chodesh, V'atzmo, L'galuya, Shabbos, L'lav, Shabbos Mamish, Eliyot, L'chod, appreciates. Okay, that's the Torah Evan. It's an interesting way to look at the whole discussion. Okay, what day we're being talked about here. Fine. Now, well, one thing that emerged, at least from the Pnei Yeshua, okay, was this notion that there seems to be an obligation really all the time, but I can't do it all the time. I have to go to work. So whenever there's no work, that's when the obligation is. So it's interesting, there is a din in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Aleph Siv Dalet 22. Haya holach l'dvar mitzvah, kegon, lahak bil pnei rabbi. That's Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's not Yom Tov, it's Hilchos Shabbos. So when the Shulchan Aruch calls it Hilchos Shabbos, he means what we call Shabbos. And we can't make that suggestion, well, it doesn't really mean Hilchos Shabbos. It's Hilchos Shabbos, right? So it says in Shin Aleph Siv Dalet, Hayaholef Ledvar Mitzvah, the person was going to perform a mitzvah on Shabbos, Kigon Lahat Lepnei Rabbo, O Pnei Mishagorom Menor Chochm, see a ton of Chochm, Yoch, even if it's not his Rebbe, Yochol Lavarbo, Levad Shasa Shini, Nom Shalayotzi, Yodom Mitach Lesuas Haluko, Kidei Shizko Levo Lesvito. The issue here is going through water on Shabbos, crossing the river, and then going through, kind of wading through body of water on Shabbos to get to the other side. So one of the concerns is that if you go ahead and go through water on Shabbos, so you're going to kind of squeeze out your clothes here. What's the issue? That's all question. What's the issue of going into water on Shabbos? What's the issue per se of going into water on Shabbos? Okay, that's a question about swimming on Shabbos. So swimming on Shabbos in the ocean, say like that, make something into a little raft to float and so on and build something. But to swim in another body of water, washing the whole body with water, strictly speaking, on Shabbos, could be mutter. I'm talking about hot water now and heating it up. That's a different discussion altogether. But it's a problem because you'll wring out your clothes. You want to get out of the water, so you'll squeeze out your clothes. It's called skito. only Yisroel one in Malachas of Shabbos. So we're consider, so therefore, Shomrei, you can do it for the purpose of a mitzvah, as long as you make some sort of shinoi to remind yourself, right, like you put your hand in the shirt or something, Kadesh Yisroel lo yovel esika. Okay? And then he talks about the shoe, different types of shoes, and so on. The Mogen Avraham there says, okay, he's bothered, it's a cotton Zion, by our question. Our question, what do you mean? It's Hilchos Shabbos. So why is the Shohar, I'm not interested now, inside of this passage of Shohar, to discuss the Shabbos issue of Sikha. Not our problem now, not learning for Shabbos. But, what emerges from that Shohar is that why, what should strike us from that Pesach and Mechaber? That there is a mitzvah, of course, by Rabbi, even on Shabbos. Okay, and it's not Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Yom Tov, and it's not Rosh Hashanah, the Taka and Shabbos. So, and the Shohar calls that Ludvar Mitzvah. But you really shouldn't go in water at all. Shabbos before Ludvar Mitzvah gives an example. Okay? So the Mogen Avraham there, it's a Kotan Zion, right? It's the Hakbu Bnei Rabbo, Shechayav Lahach Bnei Rabbo Rego, Abo B'Shabbos Shechodesh Lekha Chiyuva, Abo Mitzvah Ika. Okay? He says that the difference. On a Rego, there's more of an absolute Chiyuv. That's what Mitzvah was talking about. On Shabbos, it's also a Mitzvah. It's a good thing to do. You don't have to. But if you do, it's considered a Dvar Mitzvah. That's why the Shulchan Aruch brings it up here and identifies it as a Dvar Mitzvah. Okay, there's a difference, you know, right? There are many mitzvahs. I mean, you know, there's a mitzvah to, you know, to visit the sick or whatever. So you'll have to run around all day, go to the hospital, right? In other words, there are certain mitzvahs where there's more of a chiyuv, and there are certain mitzvahs where it's definitely a mitzvah, but I don't have to, I'm not included to do it right now, right? So that's what the Mogen Avraham is saying here. Okay, when it comes to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, there is a mitzvah, just don't have to go out of your way to do it. Whereas on Yom Tov, it's more of an absolute. That's what he says. Okay, on a mitzvah, he can. And then he says, Isha Shovel Ish Bezet, Kidalfinim Ishunamis. Now, women have the same mitzvah in this regard. He doesn't bother with the issue of Talmud Torah and that, you know, that the Prenishu brought up. Yeah. Oh, he doesn't bring up Talmud Torah.
So this is excluding Rosh Chodesh also.
No, there's no chiyah in Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos and Chodesh is not a chiyah. Because remember, Yitzchak's formulation in our Gemara, and in Rosh Hashanah, was chayav adam lachuk bnei rabbo b'rego. Doesn't mention either Shabbos or Shabbos. Which again prompts our whole question. So why did he leave out? Why did he formulate a rego? Okay, so we have, you know, that's the issue. We'll see. But we'll try and understand why rego would be different. We haven't really fussed it out yet. But Lamaisa, that's a Yitzchak's teaching. So the Mogen Avraham is bothered. What do you mean? Why does the Shohar call going to see Rebbe on Shabbos and Mitzvah? That the Gemara never mentioned that. You understand what he's bothered by? So he said, you're right, there's no absolute chiyuv on Shabbos, but it's still a Dvar Mitzvah. Okay? That's the Mogen Avraham. The Machzor Shekel, okay, the Machzor Shekel in Orach Chaim is a commentary on the Mogen Avraham. Okay? Which is because the Mogen Avraham, it would appear, did not write his parish on Orach Chaim as a sefer. Seems to these were his own notes, you know. So some things in Mogen Avraham are cryptic or written very, very tersely sometimes, because it seems that he didn't intend it to be a sefer. The Mishnah Berurah wrote on Aruch Chaim as a sefer on Aruch Chaim, right? Mogen Avraham did not. Mogen Avraham just wrote in his own ha'aras and notes and so on and so forth. So, in any event, the Machzor Shekel is a comment on Mogen Avraham. So there in Siman Shin Aleph, in Aruch Chaim, Sukkot and Zion, writes, Lahaku Lukun Shalamish, and these are Rosh Hashanah. Right? Rabbi Yitzchak begins by formulating a chiyuv with regards to regel, and he concludes by speaking about a riot from Chodesh Shabbos. Gam because the Ksiv Chodesh Shabbos, Gam Benolah Bechiv Dilma Mitzvah Yikav Lo Chiyuva, Vachain Shil Lema Gan Avron, the Hachi Perush, Bechlau, the Bechodesh Shabbos, Iboil El Amazel, Hanu Dika Mitzvah, Uminei Yal Mitzvah Nisrori, the Rego, the Mizman Mizman, Yikav Chiyuva. He doesn't explain it, but he doesn't explain why. Machzor Shekel says, well, from the Pasuk by Yishu Shabbos, we see this the right thing to do, to go on Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbos. Okay, we'll leave out the Torah, the Torah Rosh Hashanah. But, it's the right thing to do to go on Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbos, okay? But it's a real obligation on Yom Tov. I'm not so sure to say why. I'm still not seeing why Yom Tov should be different. But that's what he says. Now, this really is rooted, it would seem, in Rishonim already. The Ritva here by us in Sukkot, okay, let's look at 25. The Rishon Ritva here in Sukkot time day, but my son Rabbi Loi, Aini, Amrit, and Menai, Shechai, Valak, and Regal, Pirish, Vidalese, and Masa, the Ida, the Isa, the Masa, the Chol Yom, and Mokhaya. He said, this obligation to go, you know, again, this is similar to Yeshua, right? This obligation to go see the Rebbe, okay, on Yontif, is talking about when the Rebbe doesn't live in the Lese ben Masa, Masa means the town, the city, Lese ben Masa, and the Rebbe is not around, so you can't see him all the time. But if he is around, the Ibn Isam is in the same town, the Chol Yom Yom Chayim is obligated every day. You know, I mean, if your Rebbe lives in town, so you try and see him all day, every day if you can. Okay, just discussing with somebody recently. You know, there's a din that if you haven't been to the coast of Amaravi in more than 30 days, you're supposed to tear Kriya. You familiar with that thing? You're supposed to tear Kriya. So we travel there to Israel, you tear Kriya, unless you go on Shabbos. I know that you can't tear Kriya. You do that the first time, you don't have to. So someone once asked the Shalom Zalman, that if you didn't go to the coast, what if you live in Yerushalayim? And you didn't go to the coast of Amaravi. The fact that you live in Yerushalayim, does that make a difference? If you live in Yerushalayim, you're there. He didn't go to the coast. He couldn't, the way I read it, he couldn't even be, I heard about it, you live in Yerushalayim and you don't go to the coast once a month? Well, how could it be? He couldn't even be massing that someone would live in Yerushalayim and would not go to the Dalam at least once a month by the coast of Amaravi. He couldn't understand how a person could possibly have that in their thinking. Okay, that people will do. So, anyway, so the discussion about their career, but you couldn't imagine that a person would be living in Yerushalayim and would not take some time to go at least once a month to visit the Makom HaMikdash. So that's the same thing we're saying here. Your Rebbe lives in town, so you've got to go to him all the time. That's the idea, right? Shenemar Madua Atalech Ezeh Vayel Vachol Vachol Shabbos Mechal Vachol Shabbos Yivoy Lameh. So Pirish Kishu B'toch HaTchum. Okay, however, you can only go to him on Shabbos if he's B'toch HaTchum. We'll discuss that. Umina Lerosu B'regel Shu Mechutz HaTchum V'yitzot Nokad Ma Nishkir Beik Shu Sotvei. Okay, so it comes out really, according to Ritva, there are three levels. Okay, there are three levels, right? According to the boy, it says, if the Rebbe lives in the same town, okay, so then what? Then you gotta see him every day. Okay? You gotta see him every day. If he's not in the same town, then you should see him on Shabbos, provided what? He's a tchum. In Yontif, even in chutzot you have to go. That's how the ritual says. Right? Those are the three levels according to the ritual. Okay, now. There is a Gemara in Chagiga, because we're going to see perhaps there's room to disagree, but this is what the Ritva says. Well, I may as well mention now, the Rosh Hashanah talks, I didn't put on the sheets, as I mentioned, according to the Ritva, what we just read, when are you going over Yantash? Chol Moed. Otherwise, the home problem with the same enough as the Shabbos. Again, the Ritva presents three things, right? He says, if the Rebbe lives in town, he should go all the time. If he's not in town, he should go on Shabbos, provided he's within the Tchum. And if Yontif, he should go even if it's beyond the Tchum. Well, one second. What do you mean if Yontif is beyond the Tchum? The same problem is from Shabbos and Yontif also. So evidently, what is he talking about? Oh boy. That might be a little against the Rashi that we saw. When we saw Rashi. Huh? Yeah, so that's the Rashi said. So it could be. That the way the Aruch HaNeir learns the Ritva, it could be the Machlokes Rashi and the Ritva. The Rashi would insist he'd have to go before Yantiv. Okay, again, you're right, you could say the Ritva holds that too. It doesn't say it. So, you know, the Aruch HaNeir wants to learn, I didn't print that, perhaps I should have printed it, but the Aruch HaNeir learns that the Machlokes Rashi and Ritva here. Okay, the Rashi seems to solve the din of being Machlokes Rabba Regal, it means Regal Yantiv. And not otherwise not included. And the Ritva, if I bring up the Chumash, is obviously talking about, it seems to be talking about, even especially on Chol Moed. I'm not sure, because you could say that Rashi doesn't disagree. Rashi also holds you on Chol Moed. He was just explaining the story with the Reloi, because he was in Lud, but I don't know. In other words, it's hard sometimes in the Dayak and Rashi. Rashi sometimes just explaining what the Gemara says. He's explaining the case that the Gemara brings up, so it's possible. But okay, that's our final answer. Let's take a look now and try to understand the nature of this mitzvah based on a couple of Gemaras in Chagiga. Okay? The Gemara Chagiga that pay on the base. Okay? Rebbe Rebchia have a shakul of azul burhu. Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya once going for a trip, or for a walk, a trip, a journey. Kimatu lahu masa, was more than just a walk. They were going to another town, traveling around. Okay? And they came to a certain town, and they said, Iker tzubar bonahoho, nozul nikbal peg. There's a tamachacha lives in this town. Let's go say hello. Amri, Iker tzubar bonahoho, they asked the people actually because they didn't know. They said, "Is there a tamachacham? Do we want to greet him?" They told me, "Yeah, there was a tamachacham here." Or moori naimu. What's moori naimu? I don't know. He's blind, right? The loshon sagi nor. The loshon sagi nor. Sagi nor means there's too much light. That's a way of saying there's no light. In fact, the expression sagi nor becomes the Gemara loshon for euphemism. Right? Euphemism. Euphemism is you want to say it in the not nice way. You say it in a nice way. So you say loshon sagi nor. Right, the word Saginor by itself means he has excessive amount of light. Really can't see at all. It's a nicer way of saying it. So this was a more night. Amar Chil Rebbe Tim At Lo Tzal Nesiusam Az Ezel Ana V'Achpel Amrei. So Chil said to Rebbe, Rebbe, you're the Nasi. I'll go visit. You stay here in the hotel or whatever in the inn, and I'll go visit this person. Ezel Ana V'Achpel Amrei. But hit me a Tafei V'Azel V'Hadei. Rebbe, he was a little older, I guess, and Rebbe didn't want him to make the trip over this guy's house. You stay here, I'll go be Mekal, I'll send you regards. So he said, no, Rebbe, he pushed, okay? Talked to Rebbe, also they came along with him, and he visited the person. He had a mifter every day when they left, wanted to leave this person. Mifter means, we say, God forbid, so he died, we say he's nifter. But that's also Loshon Saginor. Nifter means he left, okay? We say somebody was nifter, God forbid. He died, he left, right? He left for good. That's a nicer way of saying it. Like Maftir, right? We leave it to the last, that's the end of the Torah reading part. With that, we leave the Torah reading. So, anyway, so Kiyadu Mifter, when they left the presence of this Talmud Chacham in this town, Amar Lahu, this Talmud Chacham said to them, Atem hikbaltem ponim hanirim ve'einan roim. You took time out of your schedule to go greet somebody, talking about himself, whose face is seen but can't see. I'm blind. I can be seen, but I can't see. Right? So Tizku the hot will ponim harav v'enan here. So as a reward, we should have a reward. And we kabel ponim he who sees but is not seen. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees and is not seen. So he gave him this brach. Okay. Amalei echol hashem natan ha'grechusah. Right. So. Rebbe said to Pia, see, if you would have not left me, I wouldn't have been zokah to that bracha. And if you would have made me stay behind, you wanted me to stay behind while you visited the guy, you would have deprived me, okay, of this bracha, look at Rashi, okay. Echo hashtra, in low bossing chav, and not to the chav, manatan, bracha zo. You would have excluded this bracha. So he asked him, so Pia asked, Amalei, Mimansha, Amalei, Mimansha, Shmielei. When I asked this gentleman, how do you see that the mitzvah of Abbalas Talachacham is such a big mitzvah? Oh, someone who does this mitzvah should be zochah to be rabbi Panashina. Someone that does such a big mitzvah, he says, Mipirkan Biakov, Shmuel, Biakov, Ish Kfar Chitya, Mabakaba Ape, Rabbi Koyom. Okay? Biakov used to go, Kfar Chitya used to go to see his Rebbe every day, but Kikash, when he got old, Kshisha is old, and Rashi says Kidakash, because he is going to be Biakov. They said, look, it's too much. It's old, it's too much to go. It's a wonderful thing to go be in the presence of the Rebbe. What kind of din is it? So, on the one hand, we can say it's a din in Talmud Torah. That's what we saw at the Bnei Yeshua thought. Okay? Now it's interesting to be medayik. Where does the Rambam now look at? I printed the Rambam 28. I read it before. But where does the Rambam put this din? Yeah, not Hilchos Yontif, not Hilchos Shabbos, not Hilchos Sukkot. There's no Hilchos Shabbos, but not Hilchos Sukkot. Right? Okay. The Rambam puts this din in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So one of the medayik, the Rambam seems to learn that there's a din in Talmud Torah. Right? It relates to the din in Talmud Torah because he puts in Hilchos Talmud. On the other hand, if you look at, carefully at the whole Rambam, yeah.
When we say the whole din of learning, like there's a din of learning, the din of Yom Kippur, Is that a din of Torah or a din of
Yavam? That's, yes, the din of Shlosh Mokara, the din of Yavam, the one variant of Megillah. That's interesting. Where does our food back in? Huh? Moshe Tikkun Shosh, the very last line of Megillah. I brought the Gemara here and look at some Chagiga. There's two different dinim, two different Gemara. There's one Gemara that's supposed to learn Shlosh Yom Koramachar, okay, that's to prepare, but there's also a din to learn the Halacha Yontif on Yontif. That I think is the very last line of the Tempest in Megillah. Which I happen to have here. Let's take a look. Yeah, the very last line of the second Megillah, Lamed Beis Lamed Tanar Bonon, Moshe Tikkun Shosh Yom Kodosh Menel Shul Yom. Hilchos Pesach v'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres v'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag v'Chag. Okay, that might resonate here. The Rambam actually quotes that. Someone quotes that in Hilchos Tefillah. We're talking about Tefillah together. There's a question how to relate that, but maybe that's what it is. Okay, maybe that's what it is. But the fact remains that the Rambam, in the first half of that sentence, what's he talking about? What's the theme of the first half of that halacha halacha zayin? Take a look at it. Yeah, covered. I had to stand up and so on and so forth. So maybe the din in visiting a Rebbe is din in covered. It seems to be a Rashi, right? That's why I brought this tomorrow. There's a Rashi in Chagiga. I forgot for some reason I just didn't get transferred from my notes into my computer. But there's a Rashi, I'll read it to you. There's a Rashi in Chagiga on Daf Gimel, where it's another place where the Gemara quotes this din of Yitzchak. I told you, it's quoted all over the place. So, on the Gimel of Aleph, in Chagiga, there Rashi says, Lahakbil Ponov, okay, the Yom HaShem Lahakbil Ponov, Yom Tovai, again, it's not the same teaching of Yitzchak, but it's another story like that, okay. Tanabon Maisa Yechon ben Broker with Elizabeth and Chisma Shahokul Lahakbul Pnei Beshur Pekin, and I asked them what to learn the Vesh Majesh, and so on. So Lahakbul Pon Rashi says, Yom Tovoya, Shechayav Odom, Lahak Lechabed Es Rabo, Bakbolas Ponin, Kerim Sechas Rosh Hashanah, Madua At Halechas El Hoyom, Lo Chodesh Ul Shabbos. Says the Rashi over there, he says explicitly, is Chayav Odom Lechabed Es Rabo. As it says, referring to the, well, he refers to the presentation of Rosh Hashanah, but the same Gemara as by Asim and Sukkot, namely the story of the Isha Shanana. So, at least according to Rashi, for sure, it's a din in Kavod for the Rebbe. Okay? Now, what? That's Gimel Mud Aleph. The Gemara says at the bottom of the page, I apologize, I'm putting the sheets, but there's an Aleph. Don't do the crack. So, anyway, the, according to Rashi, for sure, it's a din in Kavod. And based on that, okay, based on that, I sort of took a chuba from Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. Okay, Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin was the Rav of Yerushalayim. You know, he was the chief rabbi, so to speak, of the old Yeshuv in Yerushalayim. So we have chubas from him. So this is, I put it in the back. It's on the computer, so I'll give you a copy of the back. The Kuntras Achron Simon Hay Os Nun Dalit. Okay, I'm really only interested in the very bottom part. There's an Afkamina Mechap as follows. Okay, because he talks about the topic is the Brach of Shechayonah. Okay, but talking about that, he mentions the very end of that piece is printed at the bottom of the last of the sources. Okay, Mitzvah the Ikeb and Mechila. Shaharei ha-yachol ha-rab limchol al-kvodo. Okay? That, if we say it's a din of kavod ha-rab, so the Rebbe can be mochel. Okay? If it's somehow a din in Talmud Torah, it'd be hard to say that Rebbe can be mochel. I'm not doing it for you, I'm doing it because I have to learn. Right? I'm just saying a possible afkamina in this distinction between, as to what the nature of this mitzvah is. Now, to come to Philip's point, it seems to me that this might be the very issue. I forgot about that Gemara per se, that we're in the Megillah, but I was thinking as follows. There's certainly a din on Yontif to learn. Okay, remember, go back to and we have to Chetzo Lachem and Chetzo Hashem. You know, we have that you should split the day, you should learn extra on Yontif. But if you're the Gemara in Megillah, it slipped my mind, but it's even better, right? If there's a special mitzvah to learn about Pesach on Pesach, about Shavuos on Shavuos, which, by the way, we do today. Most of the shuls, the rabbi talks to Jim Nechemar, whatever, something beyond the Yom, right? And we fulfill that today. So if that's what this idea is about, okay, it's a mitzvah in Talmud Torah, that I have to go to my Rebbe and Yomtev, so now I understand very well that, of course, I have to go. According to that approach, the Rishonim Diskin here says it's not correct. Okay, that only works, you hope. Rashi said it didn't cover. I didn't show the Rebbe covered. Okay? But according to those, if you learn the other way, that it didn't Talmud Torah, so then the Rebbe can't be mochel, don't come. Really don't come. I have to learn. I have to come to the Shia. So, there's really, so far, it would appear there are two ways to look at this mitzvah, lachim nerach regal, the didn't Talmud Torah, or didn't cover the Rav. Okay, now you can ask, if it didn't cover the Rav, so why is it, what's unique about Yom Tov? So now we go back to what the Rebbe Yeshua said. It's not unique, because you're always so covered to your Rav, but I can't do it all the time, because I go to work. But when I have time, I should go, and chabar my Rebbe, I come into his house, and hello, you follow, so, it's everything's connected, yeah.
I was thinking, can we say basically, based on the
respect of
the
game
and
Shabbat, right?
You mean like
a Shabbos
and
you're
by
Shabbos,
you're going to
right,
just like,
right.
Because even
it's not even
Talmud Torah, it's a
din
in Yom Tov and Shabbos.
Ah, okay. So you want to say it's a din in Yom Tov? It could be. Again, I'm just swayed, I guess, by the fact that the Rambam puts it in Talmud Torah. But you're right. You're wrong there, like the Rambam. So you don't have to say it. You can say it's a din in Yom Tov. Okay. And it's a part of the celebration. That's really the way I was thinking when I slipped my mind. Okay. Namely, that it's the din of Yom Tov is the chetzo lachem. I'm sorry, the chetzo Hashem. The chetzo Hashem of Yom Tov is to add tefillah and Torah. But it's the din of Yom Tov. That's for sure a din of Yom Tov. Okay, I'm going to go over that again. The din of we had it on the sheet a few previously, right? The more psukim, it's not mechetz. The more as machok is Reb Elezer and Yeshua. Whether again, it says in one place atzeres tefillah lachem. Ella said, it says that Sarah's Hashem Elokecha, describing Yom Tov. So, Machlokas is, how should you spend your time on Yom Tov? So, Beleza says, the Torah is giving you a choice. It depends on the kind of person you are. Either dedicate the whole day to spiritual pursuits, Hashem, or to Lachem, you have a choice. Right? And Yeshua says, no, you have to split the day. Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem. So, this is what I was thinking of. So, the Chetzel Lachem is the eating and the drinking. The Chetzel Hashem is extra Torah and extra learning. So this is a kiyum, so to speak, in the Chetzel Hashem. That's like you're saying. Okay? And that course, if it's not a din in Talmud Torah per se, but it's a din in Yom Tov. And that may well be the fulfillment of Simchas Yom Tov. Okay? The simple reading of that Gemara Pesachim is that how do you fulfill Simchas Yom Tov? Simchas Yom Tov includes not only the food, the drink we spoke about yesterday, the meat, the wine, everything, but the Simchas Yom Tov is expanded to include Torah and Tefillah and so on. So I'll make sure one thing a little differently, it's not a din Simchas Yom Tov, it's a din Mikra Kodesh. Okay, yeah, that's not another time. The bottom line is that there is a din of Yom Tov. Okay, so forget the Rami puts it up as Talmud Torah, it's a question that would have been more appropriate to put it in as Yom Tov. Okay, it's an Aaron, the maybe Rami doesn't learn that way, but we don't have to learn like the Rami. I'm just trying to show you there are at least two different strains. There's a din of Kodesh. Okay, or it's a din of Talmud Torah, maybe a third strain that within Talmud Torah is a din of Talmud Torah Dafka and Yom Tov as a fulfillment of that Gemara Megillah of Hesed Pesach Pesach, that was Atzeres Atzeres, that was Chag B'Chag, and the Gemara Pesach about dedicating time of Chetzel Lashem. Okay, so that's what comes out in terms of this mitzvah. Now, again, sure, at this point in the Rebbe Kiv Mochel, he's obviously building on the fact that what didn't cover the Rav. Okay, I'm just pointing out, you don't have to necessarily learn that. Okay.
Where was the Rashi he was drawing it from?
Well, he didn't call the Rashi. The Rashi is Chagig Gimel and Aleph. Okay, I neglected to put on the sheet, my error. Okay, it should say Chagig Gimel and Aleph, so it's about on page 2, and that's a little hakbil. Okay? Did I say hakbil? I think so, right? Yes, hakbil. So towards the bottom of the page, hakbil panav. Yom Tovah Shechayav Odu L'Chabed Es Rabo. Back balls upon him. So that's the way Rashi seems to learn. Okay. All right. Now, just a few other interesting comments on this. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch, just to emphasize this point, that maybe it's not really Din Yom Tov at all, or it's not limited to Yom Tov. Because again, the Ritva had three different levels, right? He said, really, there's a mitzvah every day. But what the Ritva said can work, whether the Din is the Din. The din of Talmud Torah, or it's in a covenant, either way. Right? So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, source 30, or a Chaim, Siman Tov Kuf Nun Daud Sifyud Beis. This is the Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and we're back to the guy going in the water. Now Tisha B'Av, as we know, we're not allowed to go in water on Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to bathe in Tisha B'Av, right? Or the Chameshes Inuyin of Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur is Mechitza. So Shohar says, Siman Tov Kuf Nun Daud Sifyud Beis, Aholech Lahakbil Pnei Rabba O'Aviv O'Misha Garo Menu, Ola Tzorchim, it's over Mamayim Atzavara Ben O'Choshesh, V'chein B'Chazor O'Mutter. On Tisha B'Av, if you're going to the Kabbalah Rebbe, okay, and that would indicate perhaps that it's not a Din Talmud Torah, because there's no Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. On the other hand, it's not a Raya, because there's certain things you are allowed to on Tisha B'Av, the so-called Dvar Mamut Torah, right? There's no Chil Talmud Torah. Well, that's a further interesting machlokes. We know that there are certain things that you learn on Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to learn the Gemara's about the Churban, the Gemara's in the Gittin, about Kamps and Bar Kamps and all those Gemara's. You can learn Medrash Eicha. You can learn things that are relevant to Tisha B'Av. That becomes a further question. So once you're allowed to do that, is there a chiyuv to learn? Or just, no, if you want to learn, that's what you can learn. But anyway, the Magen Avraham, it's a quote you bet you there, says, nearly shalach b'chol, achmer rabbi b'shabbos. Okay, I'm sorry. Nearly shalach b'chol, achmer rabbi b'shabbos, b'chol en chayav. I'm going to the Shabbos. B'chol en chayav, achmer b'nei rabbo. Just a moment. Mistake in the word here. It's nearly shalach achmer rabbi b'shabbos. The Magen Avraham learns that it must be talking about when Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos. Again, the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to go into water, even up to your neck, you know, your whole body is going to be in the water on Tisha B'Av, which ordinarily is forbidden, if you're going to do this mitzvah of Mekabel Pnei Rabba. So Magen Avraham writes about your base. It must be that it's talking about Tisha B'Av land on Shabbos. It must be you're allowed to do them, because the Bechol ain't Chimah Pnei Rabba. Okay? Because there's no obligation. Inami, that goes back to said before. No, maybe no absolute clear on a weekday, but perhaps a bit to the theories. Anyway, so we've gone through now another number of different ideas as to what the nature of this mitzvah is. The question is, many people don't do this, right? Certainly on Shabbos, but even on Yom Tov when it's it seems to be obligatory, right? We've distinguished between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh on one side and Yom Tov on the other side, okay? And we suggested maybe through the connected special mitzvah, you suggested Vilchus Chag B'Chag, or I suggested as part of the Chetz of Hashem and so on. The question is, why should Shabbos be different? But maybe I'll get back to that, but I'm wondering why we don't do this today. It's not my question, okay, but the Shulchan Aruch does not bring this din down. Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom Tov and Hilchos Shabbos does not quote. We just saw in two places Shulchan Aruch comes up incidentally. Okay, the Hilchos Shabbos, it comes up about bathing on Shabbos, you're getting some wet on Shabbos. It says, well, if you're going to Mekabel Pnei Rebbe, it's okay. Or Hilchos Tisha B'Av, we're also allowed to bathe. So if you're going to make, but we don't have any formulated text in the Shulchan that there is such a mitzvah in Mekabel Pnei Rabba B'Shabbos. So that's what the Noda Behuda was asked, okay? Shaul Shum is Noda Behuda, Madur Tzidana Chelek Arachayim Simen Tzadi Dal, 32. Noda Behuda was one of the Gedolei Achronim, his name is Rabbi Yecheskel, a lady Landau of Prague, he was the chief rabbi of Prague, and really considered one of the great of the Achronim. His chuvas really have to work through here. It's very thorough. Okay. I mentioned earlier, neither Dogma or Vava, right? When I mentioned Dogma or Vava about Shabbos, you know, saying, did I mention about this? Or Argos? I forgot. I don't know if it's not. Okay, maybe not. But anyway, so the Dogma or Vava on the side of the page is Shulchan Aruch by the same author. And also the Tzlach. The Tzlach in Brach, in Mesechus, is quoted a lot in Brach, in Mesechus, is the same author. The Noda Behuda. His name was because the great Talmud Chacham, the great one of the Gedolei Achronim. Okay, so he wrote a tshuva to another great Gadol Torah, Rabbi Yishai of Berlin. Okay, Michtav Simon Beis, the second paragraph. V'zeli kahar beishon miflesi benad et Torah Shohar hishmitu hod Amar Yitzchak ustam and tamur besukul achav zayin ay kamosi min ayuham Yitzchak chayv olam hakul and Rabbi Borego. The Rambam heavy la'ed of Yitzchak. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't. Sir Rinpoche said, this Rabbi asked the Behuda, I'm surprised. Well, the Shulchan Aruch never brings down this din correctly. He says, in general, this is very difficult. The Gomer Chayav Odul Hakma Rabbi Regan, Shneva Madula Chorzul Shabbos, the Chalav Chorzul Shabbos, Iboil Mez Akhim Shoma. Again, the same question. In a Posak Regan, we see Machor Shabbos. The Kavan, the Kavan, the Chor Shabbos, Mary, Havala Lemer, Chayav Odul Hakma Rabbi Regan, the Chor Shabbos. Because here is a Rukwah, there's a riff, and Yaakov, that's not the riff, the riff in the back, no, there's a, the Ein Yaakov, I don't know what the Ein Yaakov is. Ein Yaakov, yeah, it's a compendium of all the Agadatos. Ein Yaakov goes to this, the whole Shas, and it just, you know, it presents in the order of the Gemara, but just the Agadic capacities of the Gemara. It used to be what people studied between Minchas Maariv in the olden days, even before my time. I still remember one shul they used to go to. I grew up in teenage, the shul, the old Gomer. You know, when I was a kid, he learned Ein Yaakov. That was a meeting in Europe, many places. They studied Ein Yaakov to Mechama. I've got it. Some shows do it also before a woman on Shabbos. Anyway, so the Ein Yaakov is a collection of Agadic passages. So there are perushim that print on the page. Of course, they print Rashi. That's just taken from the Gemara. But one of the perushim on the page, the name of the Rabbi Yoshiyahu Pinto, the riff, same initial. So that's what comments later. That's you know, the Avi Nachona. He wrote a comment on the Ein Yaakov. So, I mean, I got it, passed through the Gemara. So, when it says Rif, and Ein Yaakov doesn't mean the Rif, it's a Kalfas in the back of the Gemara. Anyway, so the Revi Rif Ein Yaakov, I'm a whole grain of the Chukim. But all these Terutzim, he doesn't like any of them, as to why Yitzchak formulated a din of Chayav Adul Hakmer Rabba Rego, and he quoted the source, a Pasuk doesn't mention Rego. And the question is really double sided, it's really a double barrel question. First question is, why did it? And second one, he's going to quote that pasuk already. Okay, you want to say that it means regular too, good. But at least mention Shabbos and Chodesh in your formulation. Right? In other words, even if you want to argue that there should be amended, that, you know, well, it includes it, good. But why did he only mention, why did he mention only regular? That's part of the problem. Okay? Anyway, Maniro is like Mzeh Huzeh. Devada Mehai Koyafin to Shabbos or Chodesh, Shiyesh Bo Tosefes Kedusha. He goes back to the Kedusha issue. Okay, Shari Yeshbo Korban Musim Yeshmako Mekabel Pnei Rabo. He says the be Mekabel Pnei Rabo in other words is a function of the Kedushas Hayom. Okay, Shegamal Rab Mitosif Oz Shefa La Shpiro Al Talmidav Hu Adin Mergolim. There's something in the air. There's Kedusha to this day. So a Rebbe and a Talmud have a relationship of the Rebbe is Mashpia Kedusha. The Amma Lahakul Chol. The Efshar, okay? To say that it's absolutely obligatory, we're talking about that all the time, we'll see that. That's the Efshar. Why? The Talmud Shalom B'Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gimel Omar Aiva Omriyana Ain Talmud Rashoi Lamed Me Rabba El Shachas Arvas Shalo Yekvod the Merubah Mekvod Shemayim. Interesting Gemara. He says, he quotes the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gimel it says the Talmud should be not beat by his Rebbe more than his Barakos Baruch. In Davins, so you're the president of Kodesh Baruch Hu, who shouldn't be by Rebbe more times than that. Shaloi quote Merubi quote Shemayim. The Avsha Tur Yoridei Esam Reish Meis Maybe Da'as Acholei Hayim Shum Zelo Mikri Kvod O God Mekvod Shemayim Asha Omei Miponu Bechol Eis Jerolehu The Atum Hayorua Pnei Shkrim Chol Regal Hakam. Right? He says just standing for the Rebbe more than one is not a does not indicate greater covenant just you see him more often. Okay, v'hach in a rishai, in a chay. Okay, you're allowed to use not chay. Okay, but more important for us, the next paragraph. Ume'ato, gam l'kabo pnei rabo, i'efshar l'chay v'chol Shabbos or Shodesh. We can't have a chir to go be l'kabo Rebbe every Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. V'imkein yekod rabo gar v'kod ashkina. She'en olech v'shalayim rak shalosh pamim. You don't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. In fact, that's what they write in the Svar. Let's read Rosh Chodesh for a second. Right? On Yom Kippur, we go to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to us. Right? You know, the Medrash is two malachim, accompanying a person home every Friday night. Right? On Kodesh Baruch Hu. On Shabbos, we bring a lot of the Chassidish Svarim built at this point. On Shabbos, we bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu to our home. On Yom Kippur, we go to his home. So, Sev Dinah Behuda here, he says, you're going to have you can't formulate a mitzvah to go to be Makabal Rebbe every Yom Tov and every Rosh Chodesh. I'm sorry, every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh. Because then it looks like you're more interested in being in the presence of the Rebbe than being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, he says, because she'ain't a holach with Yishalayim, rak shalosh pa'amim, v'chag ha-matzah, v'tzeh, v'chag ha-shulis, v'chag ha-supis. Uvaha af ha-chok ma-mida modin, even if you have to stand up more than three times a day, okay, but the Khan shop, I have a code, Rabbi, God, I'm a code, Shalayim. Shalifot ha-shkina, and all ha-chok, we will go. Ulachab ne-rabba, holach kamazim, v'shachtam. Right? They come many times. They say, that's not right. Because it shows a greater affinity, a closeness to Rebbe, more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Cain, Lafi Zeh, Bizman HaZeh, but now what about Bizman HaZeh? V'on HaSeinu HaRabim Niskayim V'Hashimosis, V'Pesheichem, Shafil B'Shar Shmoma, Kedushol Saleh, V'Hashchina Lo Zoz Mikol Samaravi, right, that's a medrash that the Shechina always stays by the Kol Samaravi. Okay, we have an old tradition that the Kol Samaravi has that special status. V'ein Anach Neholchum L'Kabal Pnei Shechina Shoma Klal, we today are not mapping to go to Yerushalayim at all, even on the shows we're going. Okay, but some people go for the other director's show now, it's become more popular. It's easier to get there than it was at one time, but we're not mapping that every Jew should go to Yerushalayim, to Makom Mikdash, even on the shows we're going. The Mela, he says, because the Torah only obligated you to go when you can bring the Karbanos. We spoke about those before, the Karban Chagigo is weird. So, Ein Makom Lahat El Chir Lekaba Perabo Klal, Kishena Hor Bulav Hachi Lilmo Bimino. El Shielik Rak the Kaba Pono, the Imkain Kvoto Gomik Ho Chamayim. He said, we go to learn by Rebbe, okay. But Stam, to formulate an obligation to go to Rebbe, we can't do that. But what's the Rebbe saying? Basically saying, what's the status of this Mitzvah Kavanah Zeh? Doesn't apply. That basically the Buddha is saying that this mitzvah of a Mekabel and Rabbah regular is not applicable with Bizman HaZeh. It was only applicable with Bizman HaBayis. Okay? Just like go to Yerushalayim, you should also go to your Rebbe. Right? But not more than that. That's why you didn't formulate a mitzvah to go to Rebbe every Shabbos, because you don't go to Mekabel and Rabbah regular every Shabbos. Right? And now that we don't go even on Yom Tov, because we have no Chiv anymore to go, because no Karbanos, so then you shouldn't go to your Rebbe. Well, I shouldn't, but there's no special obligation. So there's a tremendous Kiddush. Okay, the Buddha is saying that this din of Mekabel and Rabbah regular is din only Bizman HaMishmei Smitah Shakayim. But that's what he said. Okay. V'hod hikshom emer yitzah kar belezer v'sukah d'chav zayin shom lo v'lai ein chamishol so regal hanem shum d'gamer belezer v'zman abayin so he posits that Rebbe Lezer was in our Gemara was living Bizman HaBayis. Okay, Rebbe was living Bizman HaBayis. And that's, you know, he was one of those borderline, Rebbe was the Rebbe of Rebbe Kiva. Okay, so Rebbe was alive during the Bizman HaBayis. Rebbe ben Hurkanus. Okay, we lived in the Beit HaMikdash, was still standing, we see. Certainly that's what Rebbe Huda learned. So he says, this episode in our Gemara, when Rebbe brought up the issue, you know, and he went to Mekabel, that was Bizman HaBayis. Rebbe Lezer Hoya, Bizman, Bizman HaBayis. But oh, the Rebbe Lezer Krodor, Shemachal Gech, Vishaper Masha, Eich Efshel Lekabne Rabbe Regal, Avudas Bizman HaMikdash, Havahatzar Shalotzeh Vesel Regal, Vishana Balazio, Tzvi Yomi. He said, one second. According to me, there was a base. So how could you possibly be Mekai in the Mitzvah of Simcha and Yantar with your wife and everything else, and your family, especially if you go to Yerushalayim and go visit your Rebbe? See, Mara says, what? That now the answer to Mara works out very well. Namely, he can go back and forth, same day, right? Azul Asviyoni. Umela Nafkalan Shalom Asid, Keshibana HaMikdash, in the future, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, the Shom Nala Bnei Roa, Yachzir Chiyuv Zela Kavna Rabbi Regulam Komo, then the Ski will come back. Okay, but meanwhile, he says, V'lachain, Hey, the Rambam brought the din. Remember the Kasha of the Yehuda was why did the Shulchan Aruch bring the din? So what's the answer? Shulchan Aruch only brings the din which are the Rambam, however, with everything. The Rambam has a whole section. Karbon Rambam quotes all the din. So he says, because the Rambam, L'chein hei Rambam, it says, Shekein darko l'havi kol, I give him his own mikvah. V'gam harif harash atikam, maybe this will come home, so I was watching him atikai gemara. The Rambam, the Rosh, riff and the Rosh, we're just copying it from the Gemara. Okay? And, now, of course, it's still a good thing to do. It's still a good thing to do. It's still a nice, a good idea. But there's no chiyuv. He says, Al kopon to'elas, she'nochom l'kabal pe'rabo, av she'inat to'chiyuv. The Kamlo Makolo Gar Mikimne Rab, which ain't a Rashai, Haina Shein Chil, Abel Roy, Mitzana Musa, Gabal Toro Shohar, Shein a Matik Egmar, Ain Darka Mohavi Rab, Makshu Al Piadin, is Manenu, which one is in the Zenoze, Machin is Sheik, the Rosh Hashem Chilata. So we merge this Nodhuda, a very fascinating position. Namely, that this whole mitzvah, Chayav Adam, Lachlo Rabbi Regel, is sort of like almost an extension in a way of the din of to parallel to the din of Aliyah LeRegel. Okay? And therefore only applies this modern series of Mikvash Arkayim. And he uses that idea to say, well, that's why there's no real bit. It's nice to do it on Shabbat, it's nice to go to Rebbe, okay, with no special chiyuv. So what we're saying here is a totally different I said before. Well, according to the Buddha, also it seemed to me that it's rooted in which aspect of the two that I mentioned before?
Covenant,
right? It seems that it's rooted in covenant Rebbe. Because if it would be a din in Talmud Torah, covenant Rebbe, so now we're concerned that it shouldn't look like there's more covenant for Rebbe than there's Kol Shamayim. But that's only to hope that it's covered. All right, so again, the Buddha seems to be following in that direction. Yeah.
No, that's good.
Okay. The Aruch HaNeir, 33, here in Sukkah, doesn't like that answer. Comes out of it. The Aruch HaNeir here in Sukkah does not care for the Buddha's approach. To the Nod Yehuda, Madura Beis, Chedek Rechaim, Shem Tzadadam, Hei Bikusha, Lama Yishmitu Atur, Shohar HaChach, Dina, Dechayel, Ad, Mekav, Nor, Regal, the Tirits, the Chiyuv Zeh, Lo, Ha, Arak, Bizman, Abayis, Shemekav, Gam, Pnei, Ashkina, Bala, Regal, Ava, Lo, Bizman, Zeh, Oma, Shemak, Shehocha, Belezer, Bib, Yitzchak, Han, Mishum, Degam, Belezer, Bizman, Abayis, Oh, fine, okay? Look at the last line of that page, Udvar, Tmuhem, Ani, Yitzchak, The Aruch HaNeir, that's very, very fine, the Nod Yehuda is very, very puzzling. He says, Bal Karcha Chach Maiseh, well, one second. The story in our Gemara, Chach Maiseh, the Lord is not a bias. Okay? He said, remember the Gemara says, where was the Belezer when the Beloi came to visit him?
Lord.
And look, what's he doing there? Shouldn't he be in?
Sure.
Yeah. Right? I mean, if the Tzitam of Beis HaMikdash was standing, what's he doing in Lord? The Belezer, the Lord is not a bias. Shari Belezer, hi, the Lord. Maybe it's not a bias. Have it. Lama lo ol lorego. Vigam lo tamido lo chich rak shiets in beso. And when he gave it, let's say maybe Belezer was sick. Okay, Belezer couldn't make a douche on that year. He could give that turn. So he could catch around and say, well, no. It was not a bias. Belezer wasn't well. Okay, so he couldn't go to Yerushalayim. But when he rebuked his Talmud of Eloi, how did he rebuke him? What did he say to him? You're not what? You're not with your family, so you're not doing the mitzvah simply shanta properly. If it was not a bias, what should you say to him? What are you doing here? You should be Yerushalayim, right? So he says, "Yigamah tamil ochir rachshet zemesa v'losha olaregel." V'dochak lomar shohayim karka. You can always catch out. Here's a din that someone doesn't own land in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have this potter on olaregel. Okay, that's based on the fact that the pasuk says we go to. You're all the regular for the Baruch will protect your land, Lord Achmanish and Tzartzucha. So we have a din that someone that ain't no karka is not a chayav to go. So you could answer, well, maybe they're having land. But the Baruch is in the Dover. Okay? And not only that, the Gamma Shekosna, Philip is not a bias, Lom Shekacha Shekav and Rabbo, came in the Yev Shalot Tzeh Beis HaTomuo. Shabbi is not a bias, all in Ishtar the regular. Mishum Simcha, the Kaim is a Machta, Tova Tzecha, the one you should come to Yishlaim too. Quotes the Gemara. Okay. Vimkein al karcha chach maisa shalom bizman abayis. Aruch HaNeir is insisting that this story in our Gemara is not bizman abayis. Rafa pichein makshmen ele bielezer v'lachein yef shalom ar keteret zan abu huda. Okay. But, okay, so what's your answer, buddy? Okay, in other words, he gave a very nice reputation of the abu huda. It's not all which you can catch out of, but he said, what's your answer? Why did the talk of the shofar and the tour, leave it out. So he says, Al Hashmoto Shalatushok Arama Teratamon Abraham. One second. We saw it. It is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, right? But then Abraham and Simon Tov Kuflin Dalit, Mashamash Masham, that feel the Tishaba of Mikabne Rabbi Mitzvah of Inazar. Kazuma Garoda, feel the Cholish Mitzvah, feel the Mashma Hagiga. Mikabanos, the Hach Maisa, this story, when they had enough hand of base, when Rebbe Noza went to see that blind person and so on and so forth. So says the Aruch HaNeir, in effect, you're right, it's not formulated in the Shulchan Aruch, but it does appear in the Shulchan Aruch. It appears incidentally, but okay, the Shulchan Aruch was well aware of it. So it's a little bit of a question why didn't it formulate it exactly. But again, if there's a chiyuv to go during every day, allowing even on Tisha B'Av for you to go, so then Mamela, obviously there's a greater mitzvah on Shabbos on Yom Tov. Okay, so that's what the Aruch HaNer said. Look at the last line. V'chein kevan the nachtu ator shorach hachlina dafil b'cholos and it's a sula hutzuk alavi after b'yitzah. Once the shorach is clear and it was Tisha B'Av and there is a din even on chol, right? That Rabban Avraham learned it was Tisha B'Av on a weekday and so on. So then about it, there's the mitzvah is in place. So that's how you answer the Rebbe's question. Anyway, so the machlokas achronim, the last of the achronim I mentioned here is the Malbim. Okay, on that pasuk. And the Malbim, many people know the Malbim for his commentary on the Tanakh. And the Malbim was a classic Talmud Chacham also. There's a parish in the beginning of Aruch Chaim called the Artzos Achaim. It's kind of Mishnah Brewer style. It has a Shulchan in the middle and his commentary on the side. It's very long Mishnah. The Malbim was one of the great Talmud Chacham of his time. People only know him because of his parish on Tanakh. But he's a great Talmud Chacham in the classic, more classic sense as well. In fact, they say, I read the biography of the Malbim, that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brisker said, quote the numerous two, but he said there are three people that he considered the Gedolim of the generation before him. And he said, if you take one of those out, doesn't say in the book who they are, if you take one of those out and put the Malbim instead, I accept it. So he considered the Malbim one of the three greatest of the Talmud Chacham, and in an era, a lot of great Talmud Chacham. Okay? The Malbim was very sharp tongued, so he says, so somebody came to him and said, why are you writing a parish on Tanakh? The Arts of Sachayim. We have an Arts of Sachayim at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. So, Hilchos Kimebok, Hilchos Tzitzis, Hilchos Tzilin. Lomdash is saying for the Mishavu quotes on that. Okay, so somebody said, why don't you first finish the Arts of Sachayim? And he answered, okay, then you write the parish on Tanakh. Okay, and his point was, not everybody writes the parish on Tanakh. So the Malbim was one of the greats. Anyway, in his commentary on the Tanakh, there in the Lachem Beis, Perek Dal, Pasuk Chav Gimel, on this pasuk, Madua Atalechas Elohim Melochodesh Nitkin, Kehan Min Hagon Alechas Elohim Shalokim Bechodesh V'Shabbos, Shekemo Shetziva Hashem Al Ha'aliyah V'Regel, Lilmod Sham Darche Hashem Eki HaKohanim, V'Laham Shech Olav Shefa Kedusha Me'ashok Ha'Reis HaNitkar. He says a very, very important point. And actually, I probably should have printed this too. There's a Tosin Baba Basun and a Chachalof, Kimitzion takes over and says the same thing. What's this idea anyway? I understand. Okay, there's a mitzvah of Leila Regal, right? There's a mitzvah of Leila Regal. So go to the Mesa Mikdash, you bring Karbonis and so on, giving out there. But the Malbim here is hinting at something else. And Tosus says in Baba Basra, this I didn't think of, not that I forgot to print it, the Gemara Chagigas, and I've never been out to the sheet, but this I should have printed also, I'm thinking about it now. And Tosus in Baba Basra, Chof Alman, Alman, Dil Naso, Kimitzion takes over. Talks about the number of times you have to go to Yerushalayim with Maisa Sheni, right? You know, I'll eat Maisa Sheni. We had, in the center a couple weeks ago, right? You pull the Maisa Sheni, you have to bring the money to Yerushalayim, spend it there, or bring the fruits themselves to Yerushalayim. Why? What's this all coming to Yerushalayim? So the Malbim says here, listen to what he writes. The language is beautiful. Shekemo Shetziva Hashem Al Aliyah V'Regel Lilmod Sham Darche Hashem Yipir Kohanim. When you come to Yerushalayim, you see living Torah. You see people living, the Kohanim and others living. Ulaham Sheikh Olav Shefa Kedusha. Okay? The truth is, every time you go to Yerushalayim, you should be inspired. It should be inspiring. Not only the Makom HaMikdash and the Mikdash per se, but the people there. In other words, basically, the way I like to put it, it is that going to Yerushalayim three times a year, that's what the Malbim seems to be driving at, it's like a booster shot. You know, you have medicine, you have a shot for some just to keep you away from some disease, and from time to time, you get a booster shot, right? So here, not everybody can be in Yerushalayim all day long. Like, to go back to what the Tanya Yeshua said, I have to go to work. But once in a while, I've got to make it my business to go to Yerushalayim to get like a spiritual lift. You come to Yerushalayim to get a spiritual lift. I personally feel that way now. I gotta be honest. Can I come to Yerushalayim? So there's a spiritual lift by being in the place, because of the way Yerushalayim Baruch Hashem is today. Okay, and a circle is like that, is my bias. It's spiritually uplifting. So that's what the Malbim basically says. He says, "Hayamin aroy shelo gam bechol Shabbos kamo sheyelo asin lavo." He said, "We taka should go every Rosh Chodesh and every Shabbos we should go to Yerushalayim." And he says, "You know what? It's going to be like that." And he quotes the pasuk at the very end of Yeshaya, the last psukim of Sefer Yeshaya, which we read on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. When Shabbos Rosh Chodesh coincide, which will be Shosh Keshe, will be like that, right? So remember that pasuk: "Mahoya midei Chodesh bechodesho umidei Shabbos beShabboso yavo kol boso l'shtachos." The pasuk says, "Osim lo." This is how the book of Yeshaya concludes: "Mahoya midei Chodesh bechodesho umidei Shabbos beShabboso yavo kol boso l'shtachos." Everyone's going to come to Tachash Baruch Hu. Losim lo. We don't have to worry about Parnasa. So the Rachshu Bizman Hazeh should dover sheyesha. Okay, now it's impossible. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So what do people? What do people sometimes do instead? What are you going to Beis HaMikdash? These days of the Malbim, there's nothing there today. There is a bit of a spiritual uplift, as I said before, but there's no Mikdash. You know? So what did people do instead? It wasn't a gear to go. There's nothing there anyway. So he says, "Are you holchem b'chol Shabbos Eitz HaNavi?" So they would go to the Navi, right? Shehaya she'olav Hashem shochen kedugma shish lo Mikdash keil. They'll get that overflowing of Kedusha and Bracha from, they can't go to the Mikdash, no more Mikdash, so they'll go to the Ishalakim, they'll go to the Navi. Okay? Ubemoeh, how you already the Mikdash HaGadol. And after they went to the Mikdash, Alkein Tachos Chodesh and Shabbos Ubah. So that's why the Pasuk says, Chodesh and Shabbos. Okay? Really, you go, where's she going? She's going to see the Navi. Not going to Yerushalayim, they live wherever they live. Okay? No, Isha Shalom is where exactly Shunim is, okay? But they weren't going to Shalom, but she went to the Navi. The Chazal of Tzimi Zeh, Shechayev Adon, the Kabbal Pnei Rabba Beregel, Ki Bizman Hazeh, She'ein Mikdash, Yeh Kabbalas Pnei Rabba, Bimkom Aliyah Beregel. So Mamish Fakir from, Mamish exact opposite of the Navi Huda. The Malbim is the exact opposite. The Rebbe said the whole din of Chayav Adon Lak Rabba Rega was a din as much as based on the Shirkayim. The Malbim, was a quote of the Rebbe, okay, the Malbim lived there. I mean, he lived there for a little bit. He doesn't quote him here. He says, no, he says the whole mitzvah was a replacement for going to the Mikdash. And look at his words. Ki bizman hazeh, she'ein Mikdash, yeh kabbalos merabba bimkom alil rega. Vagam shebechod shabbos ein chiyav, beautiful. So actually, it's a chokmah by chotzer chotzer. The Yehuda says the mitzvah applied only to Zman HaBayis, and the Malbim is saying no, it's only Zman HaBayis as a replacement for going to the mikdash. Yeah.
So how does the Malbim understand not going to Rabba or Shiva?
We're not going to tell you should be. Yeah, that's a good question. Again, it's a good question. I don't know. Again, he doesn't quote the Rabbi Huda to deal with it. But that would motivate the Rabbi Huda. It should look like, unless they say it's part of Kodesh Baruch Hu, also it's part of Kodesh Trina. I mean, you can, I'll be Jewish anyway, you can extrapolate. It's an interesting question. I just want to point out to you that we have really a machlokas in a kotze la kotze as the nature of the mitzvah. And major nafkamina, whether it's applicable, you know, today or not. According to the Huda, not really. According to the Malbim, it's not applicable today. You know, so it's an interesting point. But in addition, it comes out a third, or as Pritchard Phillips said, nicely, a fourth point to this mitzvah. As we said, it's a din, the way Rashi seems to have a hey, it's a din kavod ha'Torah. Okay? Or perhaps within the Talmud Torah, which we kind of divided into two. Talmud Torah, you know, by the way, Philip said the Talmud Torah on Yontif, Hilchos Yontif, Hilchos Chag V'Chag, Hilchos Pesach V'Pesach, Hilchos Pesach V'Terech, they mourn the last song in Megillah. So what I said at the beginning of the Chetz Hashem. Okay. But now we have a third thing. It's neither Talmud Torah nor Kodesh. What is it? It's a place to get the recharge of battery, to get Hashpah of Kedusha. It's not really been the Kavod HaRav, that was the Kavod. And by the way, according to this also, according to Malbim, I'm sure Diskin, the Rav can't be mochel, not doing it for his Kavod, right? I'm doing it because I need it, you know? And by the Chassidim, a Kibbutzim, they go to the Rebbe on Yantif. You know, that's the idea of it. Okay, the Rebbe have the tishes and so on and so forth. That's what it's about. As a matter of fact, this is a side point, because we alluded to it earlier in the year, we talked about Shmini Atzeres. You know, so by the Chassidim, they don't eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, in the Chutzot. It's a big problem, because the Gemara later in Sukkah seems like Gemara seems to say you do. Okay, Chutzot is important, obviously. Okay, the Chutzot. And most of them do eat in the Sukkah, but the Chassidim, they don't. So there are all kinds of discussions to why that should be, but one answer is because it was impossible, the Sukkahs weren't big enough. Okay, because people came to the Rebbe's on Yom Tov, and it was just styles. It was packed in like sardines. If you go today to the big sukkahs in Borough Park, or these enormous sukkahs, you also packed in like sardines. You know, so it's one thing to don't think about something they show you at night. Okay, do it myself, but I go to the Mooncatcher Rebbe. So it's a little crowded. Okay, but to sit there and eat it sometimes can be uncomfortable, I suppose. So especially when I have a seat. So I'm just saying. That notion of the Chassidim go to the Rebbe, that's this. Well, you know, it's the recharge of battery, so to speak. You know, not many of them, every Friday night, too. But I'm just saying this notion of the Chayim HaMachmid, now we have a third, third aspect to this mitzvah. Kabbalat Torah, Talmud Torah, and also to the recipient of the Kedusha, you know, somehow a mikzas, a miniature version of the Kedusha of the Mikdash, which you would benefit from when we went to the Beis HaMikdash on Alila Rego. So we go, the next best thing. Right? The next best thing in the days of the Isha Shonos and Novi, the Risha Lokim, Kerevin Abdevin, we have a Beirut, Tamil Chacham, and so we get it through that. So that's the idea of Kalb Mir on the Rego. Okay, stop over here. Beis Hashem, tomorrow, so I'm told that tomorrow is a Tuesday schedule. No, tomorrow is Tuesday. So it's a Thursday schedule.